Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us. I kind of took everybody's advice yesterday. I was talking about how this week has slowed down for me as far as my schedule goes. But my brain hasn't really slowed down.
Still working a million miles a minute.
And I haven't been able to relax. I haven't been able to stay present. I haven't been able to stay in the moment this week. And I don't know what that is, but that's the problem that I was having. So was talking about that on the show yesterday, and people are encouraging me, like, things that I could do to kind of relax and slow down. And I did that yesterday afternoon. Drew got home from school around 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we started playing Harry Potter Uno.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, you know about Uno, right?
Oh, yes.
And it's just a special theme.
Oh, how fun, though.
Harry Potter Uno. And I even won some rounds, and Drew did not flip out like he usually does when we play Uno or any kind of board game.
Aw, he knew that you needed those wins. He knew.
He got a few wins himself, and then we watched the first Harry Potter movie.
Wow, you guys were into it yesterday.
Yeah. And so Paula got home from work, I don't know, around 6 o'clock or so, and I was just on the couch. I just felt really relaxed. Like I felt like, oh, this was good. I needed this. I needed just an afternoon not to do anything.
There you go. See, that's all you needed to do was nothing.
And as far as this weekend, I don't really have any plans. What about you? Do you have anything?
I got some plans. We got some stuff going on. The Cavs start tonight. Might go watch that game at a bar somewhere. I love the Cavs.
Oh, cool.
So, like, I love watching basketball because it's so fast. That's where football and baseball kind of lose me. Like, I need something that's, like, fast-moving. So, very excited for the Cavs. And then tomorrow, going out for Halloween, me and Bryce and my little sister and her boyfriend. So, I think we're going to bop around Lakewood.
Okay, so, no Monsters tomorrow night, because I thought you might go see the Monsters.
Oh, wait, yeah, sorry, that's right. That's our pregame. We're going to the Monsters game, and then we're going out in Lakewood.
What? Those are two separate things.
Well, the Monsters game will be done by, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest.
And there is the difference between you and I.
What?
Because those two things to me are two separate nights.
Oh. Oh.
It's Monsters game and then bed, or go out for a few drinks in Lakewood and then bed.
And then bed.
I couldn't do both of those things on one night.
I'm not going to lie. I'm also getting a little too old to do both of those things in one night, but I'm being very brave about it. And it's going to be very fun. But I'm going to probably use all of Sunday to be a couch potato.
Very good. Can't wait to get to this weekend started. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Thank you so much for being here. Teddy Swims. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Friday morning. Bill and Alyssa. So I feel like I have pretty good intuition, Alyssa.
Is that so?
I've always felt like that.
Okay.
I can anticipate things happening.
Like a sixth sense?
Yeah, people are annoyed by it.
I've always had that too.
Are you annoyed by me thinking that I'm right like 99% of the time?
No, because I just sit here silently knowing that you're not. And that to me is like my own little funny.
I actually don't think I'm right all the time, but coworkers have told me in the past that one of my biggest flaws is I always think I'm right.
Oh.
I don't know if I always think I'm right. Maybe I'm just confident. However, none of that, I think, compares to women's intuition.
I would have to agree with that.
I think that is a whole nother thing on a whole different level.
I do think you're correct there.
And I'm reading about this survey where it says nearly 8 in 10 women, so that's 77%, feel like they have a sixth sense, their intuition. Now, I need your help to decipher this because I don't understand how this, but it says only more than half of women, 56%, put a lot of trust in their intuition. So does that mean that 77% of women feel like they have a sixth sense, but they only trust it half of the time?
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like to me.
That doesn't make sense. I think they should always trust it. I think it's almost always right.
I mean, I agree, but sometimes it's hard because, like, you can't explain why you feel a certain way. And then you're like, oh, maybe, like, for instance, like, if somebody just rubs you the wrong way and you're like, I don't know, that person is just not somebody that I think I should be around. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, nothing, there's nothing really that is making me think that. And so then you give them a chance, and then all of a sudden they're like, they're definitely like not someone you want to be around. You're like, oh, yeah. I should have gone with my gut.
You feel like you should have trusted your intuition.
Yeah.
And then the survey says that when you become a mom, that women's intuition gets even stronger.
Oh, gosh. I already feel like mine is strong enough. I don't know how much louder my intuition can be.
Well, that's good because, I mean, with kids, you have to anticipate so many things.
No, see, I'm going to be the worst mom. I'm going to be such a helicopter mother. I'm like, for the way that I am with my cats, every time that they like make a weird noise or like have a hairball, I'm like, they got to go to the vet. Like, we will spend so much time at the doctor's office once I have a kid because I am like that, like paranoid.
I think you do that for the first kid. And then once you go through all of those experiences, I think it becomes easier with the second kid.
Yeah. I have heard that and I've seen that. Like, I mean, yeah, I've seen it.
And it also depends on how you were raised. Like, I was raised in a family where, you know, I had to try really, really hard to get out of school, to be sick from school. Like, I had to, like, have my head banging against the wall, like, in the bathroom, that kind of sick.
Oh, wow.
You know, it couldn't just be the sniffles. You know, I had to be really, really sick. And my mom usually knew if I was faking or not.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think she had a good sense of that.
Mother's intuition.
Right. All right, so that's all I wanted to talk about there. Wanted to talk about your women's intuition.
I think I got it.
What am I doing next? What am I going to do next?
I think we're going to get into... We got ghost stories, right?
That's terrible intuition. I'm going to play a song.
Oh.
We are going to get into ghost stories later, though. We have to. This
it's
is the
spooky
last,
season.
Last weekend before Halloween. Good morning. It's Q104. That's Dasha. And this is the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Are you ready, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
Real life ghost stories.
I'm ready to get scared.
Our first story comes from Brianne in Ohio City. Good morning, Brianne. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, no. should I be worried about this story that you're about to tell? Are you afraid to tell this story?
I'm not afraid to tell it, but it does spook some people.
All right. We're listening. Go ahead, Brianne. Whenever you're ready, tell us your real-life ghost story.
Okay. So I want to start by saying I've never been a big believer in the paranormal, but I'm not a believer either. So okay. I have a story, but I have no explanation for what happened to me this one night.
Okay.
So I was 19 at the time and going to LSU in Baton Rouge. And this was about like 10 years ago. My roommate at the time was from the area. And one night we stayed the night at her grandmother's house because my roommate was helping like take care of her or something.
Okay.
The house was super old. And before you ask me, yes, my roommate's grandma was alive. She was very much alive.
Okay.
Were you going to ask that?
I was thinking it. Yes.
Okay. All right.
But she was very old and she stayed in her room most of the time. Like she didn't come out a lot. Sometimes she would crack the door open and I would see like this pale face peeping through, but
creepy.
Yeah, so the vibes of the house were already creepy, let's just say that.
All right.
So at some point in the night, maybe around like 1 a.m, we both decided to go to sleep.
You and your friend?
Yes, me and my friend. And I don't have my phone. I'm looking for it everywhere. My roommate is helping me. We check under the couch, in the cushions, in the chairs, and we went back outside to see if it was in our car, if I left it there, and I cannot find my phone anywhere. So my roommate kept calling my phone to see if we could hear it vibrate, but my ringer was on silent, so we didn't hear anything. At this point, I'm starting to panic, like, you know, did my phone get stolen? Like, what am I supposed to do? So she calls my phone again, and someone answered. And she was on speakerphone, and we heard this voice just say, "I got your phone." And I start yelling, like, "Hey, I have a tracker on that phone. Just tell me where my phone is, and I won't call the police." But there was no other sound. The person just hung up.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, at this point, I'm just pissed. I'm angry. We call back again. Someone answered again, but this time there was no voice. It was just nothing on the other side. And then they hung up again. So we called a few more times, but then it just kept going straight to voicemail. So we just go to bed, and I'm super angry and, that, you know, that someone stole my phone. The next morning, I'm sitting on the couch, and I just happen to look behind me, and stuck right between the couch and the windows is my phone.
Stop, 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 stop.
It's completely dead. I have no idea when it died. But then we were trying to figure out who was the person who answered the phone.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a big question mark in my brain.
And to this day, we have no explanation for it.
Wow.
Ah, I love spooky stories, but I'm not going to be able to sleep now. This is terrifying.
Alyssa, do you have an explanation for
it? No.
You have no explanation?
No, I'm thinking the worst. That's a demon.
I think it was grandma.
You think it was grandma?
Yeah. She thought it was the remote.
It's very possible.
And then she's like, well, now I'm going
to... Why is it vibrating?
Now I'm going to play a joke on them. Now I'm going to prank them. That's something that grandma would do. You know it.
You're just trying to make me feel better. You're trying to make it so I'm not scared.
That's a terrific story, Breanne. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning.
Of course, no problem.
Oh, my gosh.
If you ever get to the bottom of that one, let us know.
Please.
I sure will.
Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way at 7:55 for your chance to win, I guess, last chance tickets to see Simone Biles at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday night for the Gold Over America tour. We have time for another story here?
I think so. Are you ready for it?
Can you handle another spooky story?
I'm already not going to sleep tonight over that first one, so we might as well.
All right, Kendra, you're up next. Go ahead with your real-life ghost story.
All right. Have you ever heard of the Hat Man?
The Hat Man.
I feel like I've heard of him, but remind me.
There is a ghostly figure those will see when bad luck is coming their way. And it is a figure that could either wear a cloak and a hat, and sometimes it'll have beating red eyes. One time I woke up like between 2 and 3 in the morning. I went to use the restroom, and down the hallway in one of the other rooms, I saw it staring at me. That next day I found out my Aunt Phyllis had passed away.
Oh my gosh.
What does the Hat Man look like?
So what it is a tall, lengthy, black figure wearing a cloak and a hat, like almost like one of the old 50s, 60s style hats, and once in a while have beady red eyes. The one that I saw was just solid black figure.
So what did you do when you saw him?
Well, unfortunately, that's not the first time I saw him.
Ah!
I saw him when I was 7 and my grandpa had passed away.
You saw the Hat Man the day before, the night before?
I don't remember how long before. It was either like the night before my grandpa passed away or the week before. But I remember seeing that when I was 7 too. And I was hiding under the sheets, scared out of my mind because we had a power outage and I was a child who was scared of the dark. Always thinking that it was in my head, trying to explain to my mom what it was. And when I saw it again as an adult, I knew that what I saw when I was a kid was real.
But what is the story behind the Hat Man? Why does the Hat Man appear to people?
I don't really know. There's a couple different things, and the one that I've heard is if you see the Hat Man, it is a tell of bad fortune and bad luck, and it's either bad luck is coming your way or it will bring bad luck your way. So I don't know which one it is.
Like, as if seeing a ghostly figure isn't terrifying enough to then know that you have bad fortune coming at you like a freight train.
And the fact that it happened twice.
Oh my gosh. I would be so scared. You are so very brave for seeing him twice.
Every time, I'm like, if I see him, I'm going to lose my mind because I've told my fiance about it. And he's like, I don't believe in ghosts. And I'm like, I have a sixth sense at this point. If I see that thing, I'm going to be freaking the frick out.
I'm going to go throw some hands at him, see if that works.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I hope you don't see the Hat Man ever again, Kendra.
Mm-mm, and I don't wish that on anybody else.
No Hat Men around here. You are not welcome, Hat Man. Take your silly hat somewhere else.
Thank you, Kendra, for calling us this morning.
Of course.
The Hat Man. Not to be confused with Mike the Hatter.
Who's that?
He has a shop downtown. I think it's at the arcade.
Really?
Yeah, you walk in, it's just hats. Hats, hats, hats. Mike the Hatter.
Well, that doesn't sound nearly as terrifying as the Hat Man.
If you're not paying attention, you just walk into his door and you're like, ah! Oh my God, it's just you, Mike.
Thank goodness.
I thought you were the Hat Man. And he's like, well, I am the Hat Man. I'm like, not that
Hat
Man.
Not that one. It's a different one.
Different Hat Man. Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Kayla is calling in this morning. Kayla, where are you?
Valley View, Ohio.
In Valley View?
Yes.
See, this is funny. I was just having this conversation with Alyssa the other day where I feel like no one from Valley View has ever called into the show before.
That's funny, and I'm new to Valley View. We just moved a couple months ago.
Well, thank you. I believe you're our first contestant ever from Valley View. So it's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions, Kayla from Valley View?
I am ready.
Let's go. The Cavs have their first home game of the 2024-2025 season tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Name one of their two mascots.
I can't think of it. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think right now?
That's all right. Let's move on to question two. Who is celebrating a birthday today and performed the halftime show at the Super Bowl in 2015 featuring dancing sharks?
Oh, I don't know either. I suck.
Question three. What is the name of the author of the 1976 novel, Interview with a Vampire?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that one either. Alyssa's going to win, totally, yes.
No worries, Kayla. Let's bring Alyssa back into the studio right now.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
We'll have to figure out a way for Alyssa to get negative points on this show.
Excuse me? What's going on?
This is Kayla from Valley View. She's enjoying herself, having a wonderful time.
Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
I'm not going to tell you how she did, Alyssa. We're just jumping in with your three questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Question number one. The Cavs have their first home game of the 2024-2025 season tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Name one of their two mascots.
Moondog.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct. The other one being Sir CC.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a jerk, I think.
Oh, okay, well.
I don't like him as much. Not as much as Moondog. Question two. Who is celebrating a birthday today and performed the halftime show at the Super Bowl in 2015 featuring dancing sharks?
Oh, Katy Perry?
That's correct. Alyssa has 2 points. And our final question, what is the name of the author of the 1976 novel, Interview with a Vampire?
Oh, I don't know.
Their name has been mentioned so many times. You're going to know this when I say the answer. Are you taking a buzzer on this?
I didn't even know it was a book. I thought it was just a show.
That was Anne Rice.
I literally never would have gotten that.
I think you've heard of the name Anne Rice before, right?
No.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Kayla went 0-for-3 today.
I know.
Okay, so Kayla had never heard of Anne Rice either.
No, me neither. No, no.
Or of Katy Perry.
I knew Moondog, but yeah. I'm all nervous. I just called the number and I'm like, oop, I'm the caller. Oh my goodness, okay.
Kayla, sometimes the nerves will get ya.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on the radio. Me and my son listen every morning on the way to school.
Thank you, Kayla. And because you are the first listener that we've ever had from Valley View that I could ever remember. Do you ever remember anyone calling in from Valley View before?
No, actually.
Kayla, we are giving you the tickets to see Simone Biles on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
You get to see actual Olympic royalty at Rocket Mortgage.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Valley View.
Let's go.
My name is Kayla, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
BNL! It's my all-time favorite band, Alyssa. Do you know that?
I can tell. He did not stutter. He just pretty much sang every word of that song.
It's burned in my brain, burned in my memory. The Q Morning Show, Q104, Friday morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So recently we sent out a survey to our listeners, and we're getting those results back, and we're going through those. One of the suggestions that came back was it would be great if you guys could talk about stuff that's going on around town, around Cleveland, around the region, for the weekend. Like, I feel like we do that, but we don't really do it all in one place.
Which, like, I always like that. I always, like, go on the search every weekend for, like, what's happening this weekend? Like, what are some cool things that I could do that maybe I haven't heard about?
And is it easier if we do it and then you just tune in for it and then we tell you what's going on?
I think it might be.
Okay, well, let's try it out. I mean, we should probably have, like, music and stuff here. We can figure that out later. But we can start with the team that has a winning record right now and is not being sued by the city of Cleveland. That would be the Cleveland Cavaliers and their Woo! Home opener tonight, 7:30 tip-off at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The Pistons are going to be in town. J.B. Bickerstaff, our former coach, is going to be here. He's coaching the Pistons now. He's coming back.
At least we're not Detroit.
Halloween Bash is happening tonight, right?
Yeah, that's happening. It's the very first one happening at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. And it sounds so fun. It's a 21 and up event. There's going to be like a DJ, live music, some adult beverages. And I think there's a costume contest too.
There's always a costume contest.
There's always a costume contest.
If it's a Halloween party, there is a costume contest, I'm sure.
Yeah, so that's happening tonight, 6 to 10 at the zoo.
There is a comedian in town this weekend who I know you're a fan of.
Literally the only comedian that I probably would go out of my way to go see.
And that is Taylor Tomlinson.
I love her so freaking much.
She's at the State Theater tonight and then tomorrow night, too, for an 8 o'clock show. If you want tickets, go to playhousesquare.org. Now, she's one of your favorite comedians, but you're not going to either show, right?
I'm not. You know what? I'm not.
I do the same thing. Like, John Mulaney came here. I didn't go. Nate Bargatze came here. I didn't go. Jon Stewart, I think, is coming here in the next couple of months. I probably won't go.
Like, I love her, and I love her comedy. But yeah, there's just too many other things happening this weekend. And this is a classic tale of, like, I literally just heard about this, like, earlier this week.
Something for, see, we should have done this segment last week. You would have known. Something for the kids this weekend. The IX Trick or Treat Street is going on at the IX Center. That's tomorrow and Sunday. They have trick or treat houses. The kids can go around and get their candy. They have kiddie rides, live entertainment. Find out more at IXCenter.com.
And then you know what tomorrow is, right?
And you have tickets for this.
The Monsters home opener. Hockey is back, baby. I have been waiting patiently for months, and the Monsters are back tomorrow, I believe, taking on Rochester. 7 p.m. Puck drop. Let's go.
Do you have your Monsters jersey, your new Monsters jersey to wear?
I don't have it yet, but I do think I'm going to invest in one tomorrow.
What else this weekend? Sunday, Browns and Ravens at the stadium, Huntington Bank Stadium.
We'll just gloss over that
just
real quick.
Bad vibes right there.
But some good vibes.
Yeah.
Olympic royalty, Simone Biles. All week we've been giving away tickets during Alyssa's College of Knowledge to see her at the Gold Over America Tour. And that is happening on Sunday night, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So even if you didn't get to be in Paris to see her doing a bunch of flips and tricks at the Olympics, now is your time.
So that's what we think. That's what we think are the biggest things happening in Cleveland this weekend.
Yeah, those are our top picks of what's happening. But if we missed something, please, by all means, let us know. 216-474-0104.
You know what else we could do is, like, take this and put it up on Instagram so people could see it on Instagram.
Ooh.
Oh, now we're just making more work for ourselves.
I know. Good ideas, but more work.
The Q Morning Show, Q104, Friday morning. Jelly Roll, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. So I am not a superstitious person, although I joke around like I am. For example, when the Guardians were in the playoffs, my brother and I went to go watch game one at Panini's in Westlake, and we sat at a particular place at the bar, and of course, we all know how well that game went. And so the rest of the series, it's like, we got to get back to Panini's.
To Panini's. That's the spot to make them win.
And we went there for game five. We sat in the exact same spot at the bar, and they won game five. So that would be kind of like a superstition.
That's
right?
Absolutely a superstition. And honestly, I'm a pretty superstitious person. I think, like, I won't do things like, you know, open umbrellas inside, walk under ladders. But the one that always gets me that I absolutely don't believe in and, like, kind of got me thinking about superstitions in general is my sweet baby angel kitty, Pancake. She's a little black cat. She turns 12 tomorrow.
Do you just get rid of her around Halloween time? Like, you...
No, that's what I was going to say is I cannot believe that people actually think that black cats are like ever bad luck. She's like the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I thought you were going to tell me you bored her for like a month.
Oh my no.
October 1st through October 31st.
She's my spooky little kitty. Her birthday is literally tomorrow. She is a Scorpio. Like her birthday is right around Halloween. It doesn't get any spookier than that.
Okay. Why would someone want to open up an umbrella inside? Like what would be even the purpose for it?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's raining outside and you just want to get on top of it. That way you don't have to get wet at all. But I don't, it's supposed to be bad luck. So I don't do it.
Yeah, it's also not practical.
Not practical, bad luck. Same thing with walking under ladders. I don't know why that's bad luck, but it's supposed to be.
216-474-0104. Do you have an unusual superstition? Like, the ladders, I mean, I've heard those since I was a kid. I don't think that's anything that I ever pay attention to. But I think some people are superstitious about certain things. And I think they, even to this day, I think they still follow them. So we should find out about that. 216-474-0104, your unusual superstition. The Q Morning Show. Q104, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We want to hear about your superstition. It doesn't have to be spooky.
No, it doesn't have to be scary. Just something that you are superstitious about.
I think Karen has one. Karen's in Akron. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Tell us about your superstition.
It's leaving your purse on the floor. You will be broke the next day.
What? I've never heard that.
Yeah.
That would explain a lot.
Do you know the origin of that?
I do not. It's just been in my family, like, for years upon years upon years. So I just go with the flow because I don't want to be broke the next day.
I was going to say, have you found that there's any truth to it?
I don't know.
She wouldn't know. She hasn't found out. Nope. Rather not find out.
Yeah, and if you do put it on the floor, it has to be, like, on top of, like, paper or box or something.
Something in between your purse and the floor.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Never heard that one.
I've never heard it either, but I'm going to keep that in mind.
No. Excuse me. My goodness. Excuse me there. I don't know what happened there. Nicole in Cleveland. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Are you calling to tell us about an unusual superstition that you have?
I am.
Okay.
This is kind of a weird one. My whole family had this superstition, and I mean, I really had no idea ever where it came from, but it was always my mom who would freak out the most. She said, like, never, ever cut our nails at night.
What? And,
cut your nails?
Yeah. Like, when I say it...
You're talking fingernails, toenails?
Yes, all the nails.
All the nails.
I have never in my life heard this, and I'm a pretty superstitious person.
And when I say it now, it sounds crazy, but, like, at the time, just because as a kid, I was just raised this way, and so I never thought anything of it. And so it was only, like, much later in life until I realized, oh, like, maybe this isn't a thing, or no one else thinks this, and I never knew why, but that it was always that way.
I was going to say, like, do you have any idea why you aren't supposed to cut your nails at night?
I don't. And then the problem is, my mom is no longer with us. And so I can't ask her, and no one else knows why.
Oh.
But they don't do it. We don't do it, but they don't know why, like the rest of my family.
Okay, I've Googled this, and yes, it is a superstition.
Really?
You should not clip your nails at night. This is kind of gruesome, because if you do, you won't be with your parents when they die.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And it says it's a Chinese custom.
Interesting.
Nicole, is your family Chinese?
No, like 100% no.
Okay.
I mean, that's wild. I wonder where she picked that up from.
Well, now I'm reading also it's a Japanese, so maybe just an Asian custom, because it says here Japanese. In Japan, it's believed that you won't be able to attend your parents' deathbeds if you cut your nails at nighttime.
Oh my goodness, that's dark.
I don't understand how they put two and two together there.
I'm not sure. Is there any scientific evidence on this?
Well,
note to self, I mean, now I'm just not going to clip my nails at night. I'm just better safe than sorry.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's a dark outcome.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm pretty sure my wife has said to me before, if you don't cut your toenails, I'm going to kill you.
I think I've actually said that to Bryce, too. Why do you guys let them get so long? Do something about them.
Not the same thing.